We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
John's going through something that a lot of dads have gone through, right?
Yes, and so Lucy is 15 years old. She, as you can in the state of Michigan, I think it's actually like 14 years and 8 months.
Which I think is absurd.
It's crazy to think that, you know, at 14, basically 14 and a half, you can start driver's training. But so she started her driver's training yesterday. And through the pandemic and everything, most of the classes are online. They still have to do driving with a driving instructor, and the final test is in person. But all of the classes are online. And I've taken her to parking lots, and we've driven around. We've driven on some country roads. You know, we've driven in some areas just to practice where there's nobody around. And so she's somewhat familiar. Now, I didn't go into great depth as to the rules of the road. I basically said, hey, keep it between the lines. I want you to get comfortable to know the truck from park and to drive, what it's like to back up, all of the different like little things that you would go through, the most common things. And I'm wondering for those that have gone through it, especially now in a classroom, they're actually online. When she, you know, hopefully she passes her test at the end of the month and she gets her permit, is there something that I need to be aware of when she is behind the wheel for the first time that I'm not aware of? I understand insurance is going to go skyrocketing. I understand all of the logistics, but Stoney, I know you went through this, 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, you have yet to experience this. Is there something I need to be aware of before I get in the passenger seat and give her the keys?
Well, for me, because as I've pointed out, other people have collaborated, I'm not the greatest driver myself, but I, you know, when they got their license or permit, whatever, well, I got their license. I was pretty, you know, I was pretty passive because I trusted them, especially my one daughter. Cause we used to drive through the neighborhoods when she was even really little, put her on my lap, and she used to love to, you know, and I obviously was in control, but
yeah. She
moved the steering wheel and things like that. When we in the parking lots, one was much better than the other, got things going, but they eventually figured it out. And I wasn't one of those, because I know there's some parents who are just, they're freaked. They're just completely, oh my God, they're going to get into accidents, this type of stuff. Uh-huh. I just, you know, pay attention. Don't be like me. You have to put your phone away, you know, that stuff. And it worked out for the most part pretty damn well.
So I'm excited for her to have this, and Rupi is only, she's 11 months younger, so she's going to be going through this really quickly as well. But I'm excited, once I do build up that trust, to be able to sit there, because we drive so much, especially during the football season, whether it's going to away games or you know, just there's a lot of road time, that I will be able to actually get some work done in the passenger seat while they're driving in the driver's seat.
What's amazing to me, and this is maybe a little off your subject here, is there are tons of kids, and one of my daughters was one of these for a while, even though they got their license on their birthday when they turned 16, one of my daughters was in no rush to drive.
Really?
I mean, when we were kids, I mean, we couldn't wait.
That surprises me.
we couldn't wait to drive. Now a lot of kids, because they're so used to mommy and daddy taking them everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, but yes. I didn't want mommy and daddy to take me anywhere anymore.
You'd be surprised, Heather. There are a lot of kids that don't want to, they're in no rush to drive.
I couldn't wait.
I know.
I still remember the day I went and got my license. I will never forget it. I was so excited.
So I want to hear from other parents and moms or dads. I don't care who it is. Grandma's grandpas. All right. 248-539-9797. Give us a call. Shoot us a ticket text. What was it like the first time you handed the keys to your son or daughter and you had to sit in that passenger seat? And I told my daughter this when I a couple of weeks ago, we were up north and I had her drive on a couple of country roads. I don't remember in my truck the last time, if ever, that I sat in the passenger seat and somebody else drove it. I don't ever remember, and I don't know that it had ever happened. I just don't let anybody drive my truck. And even going on fishing trips, my buddies are like, hey, you want me to drive? I'm like, nah, I'm good. You know, I want to drive, and I just don't want you to drive my truck. So my daughter was one of the first to actually drive it, and I'm curious as to what that experience was like for other parents.
I think the big thing to stress on all this, John, is the phone. Don't get distracted by the phone. Yeah. Don't text and drive. It's a huge distraction. And I think for an inexperienced young driver, it's even a bigger distraction.
There's no doubt. But John, if we ever go on a road trip, you'll have no problem with me letting you drive. Yeah. I'm just used
driving
to
Mr. Stone.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Stone doesn't drive.
I don't want to spend 3 hours around Indy.
I'll sleep. John and Graham Black, you're 97 on the ticket.
Awesome topic, guys. I'm going through this right now. I've gone through it before. One of the major problems I have is the blind spot. They do not, for some reason, even though they go through driver's ed, for some reason, they just don't seem to really pay attention to it. And I also think that, because I've had two of my own, right now I've got a stepdaughter, I'm going through this, but I've had two boys, I've gone through this a few years back, and she's a lot more aggressive. And I'm kind of shocked that the driver's ed schools actually just kind of let her fly through this. And I wonder if other kids are being allowed to do the same. She's very aggressive with the pedal. The only thing I can tell you, John, is don't let her drive till she's 21. No, I'm just kidding. Do a lot of one-on-one driving with nobody behind the back seat because they tend to get nervous. There's always somebody makes a noise or a reaction or something. And they freak out. So if you're one-on-one, she's got your attention. That's okay. My main thing that I do. I do a lot of driving with my stepdaughter one-on-one. When we go somewhere, just in the beginning until she gets kind of the handle of things. I don't know how long it's going to take, but so far we're still working on it. Thanks, guys. Great show.
I mean, even like I talk about how passive I am in the passenger seat. You know, if they make a little mistake or, slide into the lane without seeing somebody, maybe when it is on the blind spot, you'll always get nervous and freak a little bit, no matter
but
what.
I do think if you overreact when she does small things incorrectly, that's not going to help her. Like if you're like, oh my gosh, and you grab the handrail up at the top of the door and you kind of freak out, that doesn't help her at all. It makes her more nervous.
That's true.
And I'm fairly calm in how I react because when we were on one of these roads, it started to sprinkle, which I thought was a great experience too. So she actually had to turn the wipers on. Mm-hmm. And as soon as she looks over, she turns the wipers on, she starts to kind of drift into the other lane. And I just said, hey, hands back on the wheel. We'll get to the wipers in a second. Stay in the lane. And she reacts much quicker than I did, or at least more dramatically than I did, to get back in the lane. And again, that's another thing where I told her, I'm like, hey, sharp movements are what are going to get you in trouble. It's just, hey, once you start to get over in the other lane, you just bring it back. It's okay. But I'm curious, that was on a country road.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. I don't even know if my high school still does it. But when I was growing up, driver's ed was like a class in school.
Use right. Morse code, didn't you, to start the car?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But it was, and usually it was the football.
Giddy up.
Usually it was the football. It was usually one of the football coaches, one of the assistant of the football coaches, was the driver's ed instructor. That's where you took driver's ed.
Uh huh.
Now I don't think they do that mm-hmm. in public school anymore. You have
I don't
to go
think so.
To all these places.
Yes, all the private places.
Yeah.
I did the same. It was Mr. Rice was our driving instructor. Oh. And
Mr. Ott. Don Ott, offensive coordinator of a bad football team.
Did you guys, I think another thing, John, is that you have to let her get tested because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I remember when I was, I had my license at this point. I was 16 and we had met some family down in Dayton and then we're coming back and it was just me and my mom. And we had a little Honda Prelude, tiny car, if you're familiar with it, tiny. Mm-hmm. And I was passing a semi on 75, middle Ohio, middle of nowhere. And the tire on that side of the semi exploded.
Oh.
And I held firm. And once we got up past it, my mom, like, I'm like so proud of you, the way you reacted there, because that was pretty scary. And that gave me confidence.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was like, okay, I got this.
Matt and Canton, what's going on?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
John, the best advice I ever got was from my dad probably almost 40 years ago now. Yep, dating myself. But, you know, his advice was always you have to drive every car on the road, not just the car you're driving. You have to anticipate what other drivers may or may not do. So being alert at all times and then kind of based off of what Gov was saying and phones distracting you. You know, driving down Telegraph, down river, 55 miles per hour, oncoming traffic is 3, maybe 4 feet tops coming at you, away mm-hmm. from you, going in the same and opposite direction. So you're really 4 feet away from death, you know, with one minor distraction. So
yep.
yes.
just to really pay attention and drive carefully and, you know, point out and putting the fear of death in them, per se, you know, in a example like that. So.
Thanks,
country
Matt.
Roads are great. Getting yeah. up behind the wheel is good.
Yep, thank you. Thanks, let's Matt. Go to Ann Arbor. Jason, what's up?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good morning.
John, I've got two daughters who did the same thing at 14, 8 months. Now they're 18 to 21, and I think they're awesome drivers. But the best thing that I think we ever did was put them in every situation, meaning when it snowed, we went to a parking lot and slammed on the brakes and hit the gas so they could understand what it really feels like without having to do it in traffic. And then as far as distractions are concerned, I mean, every real-life situation, put her through a drive-thru and said, here's an ice cream cone now. This is real life. You know, real life is you're going to go through a drive-thru and you're going to have an ice cream cone or you're going to drink coffee or whatever, and put them in every situation possible, whether it's traffic on vacation and noise in the back seat, people yelling. That's the best thing, and they got used to distractions are a part of what's going to happen. But now they're very calm, but they took control of the car. So that's my best advice. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Jason, yeah.
Some quick ticket text. Did John teach her how to change a tire yet? That's Jeff in Madison
that's
Heights.
That's coming before she, yeah, and the oil.
Yes. John, I have a daughter named Lucy as well, 10 weeks old. She's our first. Having you talk about driver's training about a girl named Lucy already has my heart in his stomach. Good luck. Eric in Macomb says parallel parking is going to be the toughest part of the test. Train heavily for it. My daughter isn't driving, but I remember when I got my license, my parents made me drive on family vacations. It was really helpful to drive through different states and terrains.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful. I have a lot more gray hair now since we taught my daughter how to drive. She got her license last summer. Good thing is there's an app that you're supposed to use, and they're supposed to drive for 40 hours daytime and 10 hours at night. I think that really helped if you follow it. And finally, when Stoney learned to drive, did he check the blind spot on the Model T?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.